By most current estimations, Louis Armstrong was born 100 years ago tomorrow in New Orleans. His birthday is the subject of some debate. He claimed he was born on the 4th of July, 1900, but it's more likely he was born August 4th, sometime between 1898 and 1901. Whatever the date, Armstrong had a tremendous impact on American music, both as a popular entertainer and a jazz trumpeter. Louis Armstrong picked up his playing style from the world around him, from the Creole culture of New Orleans, from the Latin music that came up from the Caribbean, from gospel and the blues.
I was always a great observer in life, and quite naturally that's part of my education or whatever you want to call it, but there's very little I miss.
When Armstrong came up, jazz was not sit-down, listen-to music. It was entertainment. And it's as an entertainer that he probably is best remembered. After the 30s, his trumpet playing became less influential than his singing.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. A kiss to build a dream on.
Billie Holiday cited him as an influence, and Armstrong brushed aside criticism that he'd sold out. He had a standard response.
We were just taught how to, wasn't but two kind of music. Like Jack Teagarden always said, there's only two kind of music, it's good or bad. And that's why you hear those hands when we finish playing our tunes.
Through records, radio, movies, and television, Armstrong's popularity grew during the 1940s and 50s. He became an American icon, and because of that, an important force in breaking the color barrier in this country.
We're all human, and we got the same thing. You white, I'm colored. What's the difference? We all love music, we love the nice things in life. So the only difference between me and a lot of people, they probably don't remember as much as I do.
Louis Armstrong, from a late 1960s interview that was included in an NPR Jazz Profile centennial tribute last year. Tomorrow, Armstrong's birthplace, New Orleans, will celebrate his 100th birthday.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.